Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal man has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for kicking his dog to death. Donegal Airport is to receive almost €700,000 in government funding towards operational costs. Lifeline in Inishowen could be facing closure due to funding issues. And the second phase of works, including road widening, improved car parking facilities and toilets at Malin Head, is expected to be completed in the new year. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Aisling Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, the HSE has published its National Service Plan for 2018 and has set a budget of €14.5 billion for next year, a 3% increase on what was spent this year. The plan has outlined a number of acute hospitals across the country in which additional beds and new units will be opened to increase capacity and improve access. However, this excludes Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue has expressed grave disappointment at this and is calling on the government to provide some clarity.
I have to say it's absolutely dumbfounding that the HSE and the government have not included additional beds at Letterkenny University Hospital in the HSE service plan. The plan published today indicates that there will be additional capacity provided at a number of hospitals to increase capacity over the coming winter months. And this is despite the fact that Letterkenny Hospital made a request and put forward a plan back in the summer for an additional 20 beds to be provided in Letterkenny. And somehow the government and the HSE have seen fit to ignore that request and to leave a situation pertain where day by day we are seeing 15, 20, 25, 30 patients waiting on a daily basis for beds. And I am immediately calling on the government and the HSE to review this, to clarify exactly what is happening here and to ensure that they acknowledge the pressure our hospital is under and ensure that the funding is forthcoming so that these beds can be provided and funded.
And the crisis at the hospital is nothing new, and you yourself have campaigned for a while now for the reopening of the short stay ward at the hospital.
Absolutely, and that short stay ward proposal would provide an additional 20 beds. It would bring the hospital's capacity from 330 beds to 350. They can't say they aren't aware of it. The government does have to take responsibility, but it looks like from their service plan today, they're not funding it. That's absolutely unacceptable, and they must immediately move to change that approach and ensure that Donegal patients and Letterkenny Hospital is properly catered for and the funding provided to it to give it the much needed additional capacity, bed capacity it requires.
A Donegal man has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for kicking his dog to death. 27-year-old Christopher Foy, with an address at Mount Charles, County Donegal, who had 33 previous convictions, was also banned from keeping animals for life. Court was told how a Yorkshire Terrier had been found with severe scorch marks to its body following the brutal attack on January the 24th, 2017. ISPCA Senior Inspector Kevin McGinley was speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show.
On arrival there, I was accompanied by a local Garda from Mount Charles Garda Station. On arrival, Greg, we found a Yorkshire Terrier dog, which was deceased and had been placed in a plastic dog kennel at the rear of the property. I removed the dog to allow for an examination. I discovered cuts on the dog's face area, and the complainant was spoken to at the property and did allege that somebody else was responsible for the killing of this dog. I removed the dog from the property, brought the dog to a local veterinary practice there in Donegal Town to allow for a clinical examination. And it was there that the extent of the injuries were revealed. The dog had a catastrophic abdominal hemorrhage, and it also had a ruptured liver causing death.
Yeah.
No. Subsequent to that, Greg, a statement was made to the local Gardaí in Mount Charles from a neighbour who had actually witnessed the defendant kicking the dog and what was described in court there yesterday like a football in the air the previous evening. This dog would have died a very, very painful and suffered quite a bit before it would have passed on.
The hospitality sector cannot afford to be complacent as Brexit remains a major concern for the hotel sector in Donegal. That's according to the Irish Hotels Federation, whose research has revealed 59% of hotel and guest house owners nationally say the weakened sterling has had a negative effect on their business this year. While tourism currently supports 8,100 jobs in Donegal and contributes €184 million to the local economy annually, Paul Diver, chair of the Donegal branch of the IHF, says we can't be complacent.
Whilst 2017 has been a very good year for tourism in Donegal, we can't become complacent. We can't sit back and pat ourselves on the back. Donegal is very reliant on the Northern Ireland and the English markets. And the drop in sterling has had a serious effect on Donegal this year. That was masked somewhat by the fact of the number of overseas visitors coming to Ireland and the number of domestic visitors coming to Donegal. But we have to be very, very focused. Tourism-wise, as I say, there has been a recovery. You know, when you hear about record-breaking years, it hasn't necessarily been a record-breaking year here in Donegal, and we have to be very, very focused. Tourism is very important for us here in Donegal. We have over 8,000 people employed in the industry, and we just need to make sure that all of the agencies, you know, really focus on getting people to the northwest for 2018.
And in terms of the commercial rates being increased by 5%, what's your take on that?
Well, the 5%, yes, you know, that's had a negative effect. But other regions in the country, they've had their rates reevaluated, and on average, they've come down by 33%. So we're very disadvantaged here in Donegal. You know, we have competitors in other parts of the country. Their rates are 33% lower than ours, and we're trying to compete. You know, so we need to get all of the rates in Donegal re-evaluated so that we're all playing off a level playing pitch.
Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister insists the deadline the European Union has put forward for Brexit transition period is up for discussion. Earlier, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, said the bloc wants it to finish by the end of 2020, sooner than Theresa May had previously suggested. She's been answering questions from a committee of MPs and says she can see the EU's proposal would suit Brussels.
That covers their current budget plan period, so that has a neatness for them, if I can put it like that. But we will obviously have to discuss, because this is a practical issue, about how long certain changes would need to take to be put in place.
Lifeline in Inishowen could be facing closure due to funding issues. The centre located in Carndonagh provides services for women and children affected by domestic violence. The organisation has to vacate its current premises and is looking for a new base, but its funding runs out at the end of March next year. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Chair Mary Doherty says a very small contribution from government would keep the service going.
All we're asking for is $20,000 a year to keep the running costs and that. That's so little. We have dealt with so many families. It's saving the government. I know people keep saying to me I'm exaggerating when I say millions, but on health issues, it is saving the government a lot of money. And $20,000 is nothing. It really is so little to ask for to support families who need this. There's nobody out there listening to us of the great need. That's, I think, where the frustration hits them.
The second phase of works at Malinhead is expected to be completed in the new year. The work includes road widening, improved car parking facilities and toilets provided. It had been anticipated that phase two would be finished before the end of the year. However, some issues resulted in the work being delayed. Local councillor Martin McDermott says with the release of the new Star Wars film in recent weeks, it's more important than ever to get the project moving onto phase three.
The phase two, the toilet block and the parking, is very near completion and will be completed probably in the first couple of weeks of January. Disappointing that it took so long to get this far, but there have been a number of obstacles that got in the way over the last number of months. But finally, and credit to Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland, that those stumbling blocks were got over, and we are now very, very close to having it finished, probably within the next couple of weeks.
And it is quite important to get those works completed, particularly as the new Star Wars film has just been released. You can expect tourism numbers to increase even further to the area.
Absolutely. Even for this time of year now, the numbers are substantially up because of the Star Wars movie and because of the number of people that are visiting the site. And the next part now, the phase three part, the traffic management part and the phase three of the development of Malinhead, that's very, very important now that is pushed forward and that we have that plan in place come early spring.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. The best place to get your hands on the new O'Neill's Donegal jersey this Christmas.
It's 13 minutes past five, time for latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and the Ladies National Football League fixtures for 2018 have been released. The first league encounter for the new Donegal Ladies management of Maxie Kern and Damien Devaney will be a home tie with All-Ireland champions Dublin on Sunday the 28th of January. Donegal's first two games will be at home, with their second match in Galway as the visitors. Two away games follow to Westmeath and Monaghan, and then league champions Cork will come to Donegal on Sunday the 4th of March. After that, it's Kerry at home, and the final game is away to Mayo, the side which knocked them out of the championship in the summer. In Division 2, Tyrone will have four home games against Waterford, Tipperary, Cavan and Clare, with their away ties at Sligo, Armagh and Laois. And in Division 4, Derry will host Fermanagh, Louth and Kilkenny, while on the road they will play Wicklow, Carlow, Antrim and Limerick. Schools result from earlier today in the Donegal Senior Schools B final. There was victory for College de Alley off Letterkenny as they defeated Maena College from Bundoran by 112 to 6 points, was how that one ended. A 9-point victory for College de Alley, who left the title. In soccer, former Institute player Darren McFadden has become the latest player to put pen to paper for Finn Harps ahead of the new season in the League of Ireland First Division. The attacking midfielder is currently playing with Derry Junior Club Trojans, and his transfer to Harps will be finalised subject to international clearance being received. McFadden is the second player to sign up for next year in the last 24 hours. Mark Tumlin agreed new terms with Harps on Tuesday evening. Meanwhile, St Pat's have signed centre-half Kevin Toner from Aston Villa. Toner has Premier League experience, but spent the first half of the season on loan to League Two Stevenage. The Ashburn man only turned 21 in July. Kevin De Bruyne is set to sign a mega money-spinning new deal at Manchester City. The informed Belgian midfielder will earn £230,000 a week, rising to £300,000 after extras. De Bruyne is to be paid in euro rather than sterling due to the impact of Brexit. The deal will keep him at the Etihad until 2023 and will see him pocket a signing on fee of around €10 million. Manchester United continue their defence of the League Cup with a trip to Bristol City tonight. Out of favour, Henrik Mkhitaryan could be among those given a chance to impress, as Jose Mourinho intends to rotate his squad. Promotion chasing Bristol are the only championship side still in the competition. It will be their first game against United since 1980. Manager Lee Johnstone is looking forward to welcoming the special one to Ashton Gate.
Well, certainly world class. Someone that I've studied, of course, because being a young coach, the young manager is at the top of his game. I've ordered in a very expensive bottle of wine, I must add. Very expensive. I've had to raid my little girl's piggy bank and everything.
Well, Bournemouth can make history tonight. The Cherries will reach the semi-finals of the League Cup for the first time if they beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Saturday's 4-0 defeat to Liverpool has left Bournemouth hovering over the Premier League relegation zone. But manager Eddie Howe sees no reason to take things easy this evening.
The Carabao Cup for us was really important early season. We had a disappointing start, and that gave us some momentum and confidence with those wins that we got. And that could be the same this time in this phase of the season, that this result, this game, reignites our season. So, no, we're not looking at it in that way at all.
Celtic have completed the signing of German defender Marvin Kemper from RB Leipzig. The centre-back has signed a 2.5-year deal with the Scottish champions. He'll be available once the transfer window opens on New Year's Day. Kemper has appeared once for Germany. That was in 2008. Meanwhile, Celtic will aim to bounce back from their first defeat in 70 domestic games tonight. The Scottish Premiership leaders welcome bottom side Partick Thistle to Parkhead. The game comes just 3 days after their record-breaking unbeaten run came to an end with a 4-0 defeat at the hands of Hearts. The second leg of the Oscar a Trainer Trophy tie between the Donegal and Inishowen leagues has been fixed for the third weekend in January. The game will be played at Bunnaghy's Dry Arch Park on Saturday the 20th. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. Inishowen of the upper hand leading 2-0 from the first leg. Donegal snooker player Ronan White has qualified for next year's European Under-18 Championships. The Ardra man, who plays out of Northwest Snooker Club in Letterkenny, will be going to Bulgaria after finishing third at last weekend's Irish International and Open Snooker Series at the Ivy Rooms in Carlow. He will be one of four Irish players who will compete at the Europeans, which start on the 2nd of February. Ronan is no stranger to big competitions, having played in July at the World Under-18 Championships in China. Paul O'Connell is making his first move into international rugby coaching. The Munster and Ireland legend's been appointed as Noel McNamara's assistant coach with the Ireland under-20s. O'Connell has previously worked with the Munster Academy in an advisory capacity. And there's still no white smoke from Cian Healy's disciplinary hearing in London. The Leinster prop could have a free Christmas if he's found guilty of reckless use of the forearm during last weekend's game against Exeter. Sebastian Loeb will return to the World Rally Championship in 2018 for a three-round programme with Citroën. The nine-time world champion will make his comeback on Rally Mexico in March before tackling Corsica in April and Spain in October. Citroën is reducing its full-time WRC lineup to two cars, with County Tyrone's Chris Meek contesting all 13 rounds, but Irish teammate Craig Breen will sit out Loeb's three rallies. The 41-year-old's last WRC event was a one-off in the 2015 Monte Carlo. Finally, in darts, Irish involvement in the PDC World Championship comes tonight. Carlo's Steve Lennon takes on former quarter finalist at Alexander Palace, Michael Smith. Former runner-up Simon Whitlock is up against German Martin Schindler, and Phil Taylor will discover his second round opponent when Justin Pipe faces a first round match against a qualifier. And that is it, Michaela. Just to let you know and remind you that our GAA programme will be broadcast later tonight. Tom Comack will have the show as from 8:30 here this evening on Highland.
Thanks, Aisín. Donegal Airport is to receive almost €700,000 in government funding towards operational costs. It's part of an overall allocation of €3.6 million in grant aid to regional airports nationwide, aimed at enhancing regional connectivity for businesses and tourism. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the funding will support many developments at the airport.
This programme, it supports necessary safety and security and activities by the airport to enable them to continue to provide enhanced regional connectivity, just not for business but also for tourism as well. And of course, major link between West Donegal on the edge of the Atlantic and Dublin and elsewhere to other parts. But safety, security, operations, maintenance of equipment, provision of training, all of these are so important, and this money goes towards that.
A 22-year-old man who was sentenced to 10 months in prison and banned from entering Derry for 10 years has had his ban reduced to 5. Nathan McDade of Mina Vanahan Quigley's Point, Donegal, County Donegal, had been convicted in 2015 for assaulting his former partner. Trish Lafferty reports.
The court heard today from Defence Counsel Miss Nikki Rowntree that the 10-year ban from entering Derry was disproportionate. The court was told that since the imposition of the order, there had been one breach. Miss Rowntree said that McDade had been excluded from the city for 2 years and that his family all lived and worked in Derry and that he was having difficulties getting work and completing his probation. Judge Babington told McDade, "You were sentenced for a quite ghastly assault on the mother of your child," and he added that it was no wonder the victim was still frightened and concerned about meeting you. The judge concluded saying the defendant is still banned from Derry, but the 10-year ban has been reduced to 5.
And tomorrow is National Be Safe, Be Seen Day, the shortest day of the year. As part of the initiative, the Donegal Road Safety Working Group, with the assistance of members of the Donegal Youth Service, will be distributing high-vis vests around Letterkenny. Brian O'Donnell, Road Safety Officer with Donegal County Council, says with fewer hours of daylight, it is even more important for people to be visible when out on the roads. He says wearing high visibility materials such as a vest or jacket could save lives.
This time of year, we're appealing to road users to be aware of a lot more pedestrians on the road, cyclists and so on, and we want cyclists and pedestrians to wear their high vis when they're out on the road. Fewer hours of daylight now at this time of year, we have about an average 7 hours daylight during the day and a lot of traffic on the road, and we just appeal to pedestrians and cyclists to wear a high vis vest.
And for weather now, staying dry but mostly cloudy for the rest of the day across the northwest, with a few patches of mist and fog. It will be cloudy and misty tonight with some persistent rain and drizzle, with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE has published its National Service Plan for 2018. The plan has outlined a number of acute hospitals across the country in which additional beds and new units will be opened to increase capacity and improve access. However, this excludes Letterkenny University Hospital. A Donegal man has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for kicking his dog to death. 27-year-old Christopher Foy, with an address at Mount Charles, County Donegal, who had 33 previous convictions, was also banned from keeping animals for life. The hospitality sector cannot afford to be complacent as Brexit remains a major concern for the hotel sector in Donegal. That's according to the Irish Hotels Federation, whose research has revealed 59% of hotel and guest house owners nationally say the weak in sterling has had a negative effect on their business this year. And Lifeline Inn is shown could be facing closure due to funding issues. The centre located in Carndonagh provides services for women and children affected by domestic violence. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, December the 20th. The death has taken place at Hillcrest Nursing Home, Long Lane, Letterkenny, of Fonsy McCorriskin, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards to the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to Murray's Meals, care of any family member. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Gráinne Magidi, Dunluce, Gaedoer. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass at the Sacred Heart Church, Dunluce, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the oncology unit, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Stephen O'Donnell and Sons funeral directors, Gaedoer. The death has taken place at her residence of Annie McLaughlin, Ballinahone, Fawn. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St. Maurice Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred at her residence of Sadie Gill, The Point, Ballinakellog, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing overnight at St Mary's Church, Cockhill, with Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock and burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private, please. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Mavis Stewart, Woodhill, Shasha, Portnabla, Dunfanaghy and formerly Portadown, County Armagh. There will be no wake. Funeral service tomorrow in St John's Church, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Directors, Creaslaw. The death has taken place at Beaumont Hospital of Margaret Chadwick, late of Dublin and formerly of Bridge House, Glenealy, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at Bridge House, Glenealy. Funeral from her home on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Boke and Kildaff, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan for 4:30. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. All inquiries to Liam Collins, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place at Alton Galvin Hospital of Patsy Burke, near McGoldrick, 112 Carlton Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Marion Park, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.